The next story in Moscow, where the mayor of Moscow, Yuri Lushkov, has been the latest casualty and the last of the big politicians from the Yeltsin era to be taken away, taken out of the scene by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Vladimir Putin, who, of course, their power has been ascending in Moscow for quite some time. Alexei Selohubenko, editor for the World Service, European editor for the BBC World Service, joins us from London now. So Yuri Lushkov is out. What exactly happened here, and how could someone as popular, apparently popular as Yuri Lushkov, really be a casualty of Medvedev and Vladimir Putin? He's been mayor for 18 years.
That's correct. And his popularity was waning of late, but nevertheless, he was elected three times, and he was elected in a landslide result. He was very popular after the Yeltsin era. He built up a reputation of somebody who sorted out the absolutely decrepit state of infrastructure in Moscow. He built it up. He attracted investment. And Moscow has been one of the most successful cities in Russia. What happened recently was that he decided to delve into big politics. He and his associates wrote a letter, or rather an article, in a newspaper which is loyal to him and funded by him, saying that actually Medvedev, or suggesting that President Medvedev is actually a very weak leader. And that was enough to show that actually Lushkov is a very weak mayor. The Russian constitution was changed many years ago, and for the past 5 years, there's been no elections of mayors and governors. And according to the new constitution, the president, believe it or not, has the right to sack the popular elected mayor. Imagine President Obama sacking Mayor Bloomberg of New York. This is the kind of thing that happened in Russia.
But what's to explain this? I mean, did Yuri Lushkov not read the Constitution? Did he not understand that under these new rules, he served at the behest of President Medvedev?
I'm sure he read the Constitution, but he was such a heavyweight that I think his head was a bit too big for this arrangement. What happened was that he was a deputy leader of the United Russia Party. His wife is one of the richest businesswomen in Russia. He was very, very popular. He had the support of the Russian Orthodox Church. The other day, even the Patriarch of Moscow sided with him and voiced his support for the mayor. So I think it was an intoxication of success and probably miscalculation of how vulnerable everybody in the present-day Russia is. When the state television, several channels simultaneously started attacking the mayor, his wife, on various fronts and various programs, it was clear to many observers that actually his days were very, very limited. But he decided not to go voluntarily, but to be sacked. And the result was that he was sacked.
Well, the message here is that an electoral mandate doesn't shield you from anything in the new Russia. Power proceeds from the president and from Vladimir Putin. That's the message really to everybody in the country.
It is, but also it's the message that before the presidential elections in 2012, it's much safer not to meddle into the affairs of the two big players, President Medvedev and Vladimir Putin. They eye the presidency for the next term, and I think they don't want anybody sticking out of the crowd.
Well, the message there from Alexei Selohubenko, editor, European editor for the BBC World Service, on the firing of the mayor of Moscow, Yuri Lushkov. Thank you so much.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.